Look out! Oh, yes. Henry, Joanne, come back. Anyway, it's getting wild around here, and it's only 7 o'clock in the morning. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the updated 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 51 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions asked of the dozens of people called for jury duty in Donald Trump's first criminal trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky is covering it in Lower Manhattan.
The judge asking if they knew potential witnesses, a who's who of the Trump family, campaign, and administration. Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Hope Hicks, Michael Cohen. The judge then saying, raise your hand if you believe you cannot be fair and impartial. More than half of the first batch of 96 potential jurors raised their hand and were immediately dismissed. In the hallway, one heard saying, I just couldn't do it.
No potential jurors were picked on Monday. The Supreme Court today hears arguments on whether the law under which hundreds of January 6th protesters were charged and jailed. 140 people arrested across the country on Monday in connection with roads and bridges that were shut down by pro-Palestinian protesters. A Palestinian supporter who is also valedictorian of USC will not be allowed to speak this year. This is ABC News. An Ohio man facing murder charges accused of killing an Uber driver after they both were apparently caught up in a scam. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
81-year-old William Brock, now charged with murdering 61-year-old Lolita Hall. Police say Hall had been asked through the Uber app to pick up a package at Brock's home. Unaware, Brock had been getting threatening calls from the same scammers that ordered the Uber ride. Police say the scam involved one or multiple suspects claiming that one of Brock's relatives was in jail and needed money. That demand then leading to threats.
Police say Brock thought Hall was part of the scam. She was actually shot when they scuffled. The Indiana Fever doing what everybody expected, taking Iowa's Caitlin Clark number one in last night's WNBA draft.
I feel like I'm ready for a new challenge. I feel like college was obviously amazing, and you get to a point where it's like, all right, I'm ready for something new.
6'4", Cameron Brink going number two. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscoville.
Napa know-how.
It looks like a rainy forecast, and probably not a good day to hang out your sheets. Anyway, we'll have details in just a moment from Tony Schumacher's forecast.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Today, a high of 64, windy with scattered showers by late morning, widespread thunderstorms later this afternoon, some of which could be strong, east to southeast winds at 15 to 25 and gusts 35 to 40 later today, so it's not going to be pleasant. Heavy rain and thunderstorms early tonight, then spotty showers, breezy and mild, a low of 54, Wednesday cloudy, occasional showers, maybe some thunder, a high of 62, Thursday 56 with a 50% chance of light showers, and mixed skies and cooler Friday with a high of 52. Saturday frost possible, partly cloudy and chilly, and a high of 49. In Richland Center, 51 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Reports of some thunder in the area and almost on the verge of rain, some of our outlying areas today already. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Tuesday, April 16th.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em, so lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up, stick around, round, 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 round. And I'd be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado,
ooh, tornado
in my city.
In
the basement, that ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey, we're surviving.
Of
red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus, throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'd be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a back. Come take it to the floor now.
Just feel dramatic.
Just feel dramatic.
Now we're
to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
Boots. To the floor now. Ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots,
sodogenic, photogenic, shoot.
7-Eleven from the number one country album, Beyonce, as we get into the day a little bit deeper. So a few things to celebrate. National Bean Counters Day. It's Library Workers Day, National Librarian Day, Save the Elephant, Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. That'd be a little bit, I don't know. You know, the feet in my pajamas might get dirty as I was walking around. Let's see, Teach Your Children to Volunteer Day. Stress Awareness. It's National Orchid Day. It's Eggs Benedict Day. Some other things to sink your teeth in. It's Free Ice Cream Cone Day. Ooh, show me where, man. Well, we'll see what old Hank Bray has up his sleeve for a quiz in a few minutes.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah.
If it's meant to be,
welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. Where your love can't hide, and then go stealing through the moon. reason, for the candle lights must be the season, when those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back.
A great spring song, Let Your Love Flow, Bellamy Brothers on WRCO.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Center, where your family always comes first.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or emails. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is encouraging you to check in on your drinking. Consuming excessive alcohol can lead to severe health problems, including stroke, cancer, and heart disease. It can also lead to depression, less restful sleep and cause problems at home, work, and with friends and family. Treatment can help. Call 211 for support from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Well, there he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hank Bray.
How you doing, bud? Boy, your game got done that fast last night, didn't it?
1 hour and 15 minutes.
That is unreal. I had a game of an hour and 36 minutes.
That's not bad.
Softball.
That's not bad. Oh, softball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for baseball, I've had games where I wasn't even through two innings in an hour and 15 minutes.
But that's awesome.
You have two really good pitchers. You have Isaac Jennings of Weston and Sammy Clary of Ithaca, and
They just battled, didn't they?
Yeah, they battled. I mean, they were base runners, but they worked quickly.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the things that I never pitched and never proclaimed to know, but sometimes I think pitchers take too long. Like, it's almost, they think about it.
They do.
Think about it too much.
Good job for the umpires
just
for moving along quite
along. Yeah, absolutely. Moved right along.
I had 239 pitchers yesterday in my softball game.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That is quite a few.
Yeah. So, Ted Evans, he's the commissioner for the SWAL. He comes, hey, can you tighten up that strike zone anymore? Good ball game, though.
Uh-huh.
It was a great ball game. So good athletes, good kids, good coaches. So kudos to Fenimore and Mineral Point.
I was real happy to kind of mingle in the crowd yesterday, the Ithaca-Weston game. It was so nice, no matter where you were. But there were a lot of people that just came out to socialize and watch a good game.
I bet
game.
There was some people there yesterday. So.
Yep, and I met a guy that listens to up, Mr. Ernstmeyer up by Loganville.
Yeah.
Met him for the first time, said he listens up there in that area. So we appreciate that very much.
Without question. Listen, appreciate everybody.
Shout out to him. Wanted to shout out as well to our friend Cheryl Baxter. And her and Beth Bowles, they've got a podcast on TikTok, which has done really well for them. And they won at Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Cheer Choice Awards over the weekend.
That's awesome.
So they're going to join me for a little piece of the morning show today.
Nice job, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. We can see that we know them. They've been involved in all kinds of things. And Cheryl, of course, was back just not too long ago when her mom, Betty, went into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes.
Still teaching dance after all these years. So a shout out to Betty Hayes Baxter.
I hope I can spell the word dance at that age.
Well, exactly.
anyway.
And wanted to give a shout out to a good listener of ours, Mr. Ron Baumkamp. He and Deb listened to us, but Ron got to go on the Badger Honor Flight.
Congratulations. Vietnam. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, thank you. And Vietnam vet, so, Badger Honor Flight has expanded now. They're kind of taking, the Vietnam era, at least the first part of the Vietnam era, and focusing on that. But he got to go. But here's the shout-out for his grandsons, Carson Kenyon and Logan Cagle.
I'll be.
They missed their prom to go and welcome their grandpa home.
You know what?
Isn't that something?
That is awesome. Nice job for Logan and Carson. And they're good kids.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Logan and Carson, they don't get much better.
They were in the crowd when they welcomed their grandpa back.
Good,
so that was,
good
that was
them.
Cool.
And that, you know what? Good for them. And I think Logan's not a senior, but I know Carson is a senior,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? To give up a prom to go say congratulations, Grandpa. Great job.
Yep.
Nice job, guys.
Thought we needed to shout that one out today.
Yeah, without question.
Yep. What else is going on?
It's quiz day.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It is. I should have studied. April palindrome. Is this the quiz today?
No, that's not the quiz. That's 10 days in April, though, that has a palindrome.
Okay.
So
starting 4/20/24 through 4/29/24, the numbers are the same frontwards
and backwards for 10 days.
You're right. 4/20/24, then if you turn it around, 4/20.
Can you say that again?
So
before that.
What?
That I was right.
You were right. I thought I said something wrong.
No. I was enjoying that thought of me being right. So.
Well.
Oh, you get 100 on your quiz.
What
today.
Do you do? All right. But that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
That's some rare air there. 10 straight days.
Yeah, so, very, very rare. Anyway.
That's right over Miss June's birthday is on one of those days.
What
too,
day so. Is Miss June's birthday? We need to
4/24.
Well, happy, happy.
No, no. Save it. Save it. Please.
Turn around. I have a quiz today, buddy. True or false?
True or false? Yeah, I like these.
It's on people.
I've got a shot.
It's on people.
On people?
Yeah, just people. People things.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
Number one.
Most people remember to floss their teeth every day. True or false? This is not about you, Philip.
Okay. Number two. All right.
People often forget to turn the lights on. Let's start that again. I have the Julie Karen syndrome here. My tongue is twisted. People often forget to turn off the lights when leaving a room.
Okay.
Okay. Number three, most individuals remember to lock their doors before leaving home.
All right.
Number four, people frequently forget to drink enough water throughout the day.
All right.
You and I haven't. You and I have. We've been pounding the water.
Yeah, we go through those Culligan containers.
Yeah, really well. Pretty quickly. 2 a week.
Yeah. Yeah, they should just take one into your office and have a, funnel.
Just an IV.
IV and a funnel. Yeah.
Many people remember to check their email regularly. This is not about you, Philip. Hey, Henry, I'm responding to a June of 2022 email to you. It's common for people to forget to charge their electronic devices overnight.
Okay.
Most people remember to take their vitamins and medications daily.
All right.
People often forget to bring reusable bags when grocery shopping. Number nine. It's common for individuals to forget to water their plants regularly.
All right.
Number 10. People remember to check their surroundings before leaving a restaurant or cafe. All right. A bonus question.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Name something that men forget to do on average 5 times a week. This will shock you when I tell you this.
So is it just one thing or several things?
One thing.
Okay, read it to me again here.
Name something that men forget to do on average 5 times a week.
I don't know. And the survey says, bing.
I ain't telling you. All right. Number one, buddy. All right, what do you think you got?
I'm going to go with 7.
Really? You're going out there on a limb.
I am. All right.
Hope the limb can carry.
I hope.
Most people remember to floss their teeth every day.
I would say false.
It is false. Many people forget to neglect or to floss regularly.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
One right.
Bow flosses every day. I give him my used flossers every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, And Joanne wanted one, so I said, nope, we got to go through both. So people often forget to turn off their lights when leaving a room.
True.
It is true. This is a common oversight for many individuals. Number three, most individuals remember to lock their doors before leaving home.
False.
That is true.
Is it?
Locking doors is a common security habit for many people. Now, our day, never locked your door.
No.
Today's day, you lock your
Probably
door.
Should.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number four, am I right?
That's right.
People frequently forget to drink enough water throughout the day.
I would say that's true.
It is true. Dehydration can occur when individuals forget to drink water on a regular basis.
Right. And there are symptoms you have sometimes with dehydration.
Yes.
You're like, wow, it's something worse.
And it actually can make you really tired.
Yep. And dizzy. So drink your water.
Many people remember to check their email regularly.
I would say true.
It is true. Checking email has become a routine for many individuals, so nice job.
When you get it on your phone, it's a little easier,
Oh, it's
too.
So, isn't it? It's yeah. so. Delete, yep. delete, Phil,
yeah,
delete,
yeah. delete. Phil.
It's common to forget. It is common. Number five, or number six.
Six.
Number six. It's common for people to forget to charge their electronic devices overnight.
Got
to
be true.
It's false.
Is it?
Many individuals make it a habit to charge their devices before going to bed. Now, it's not such a big deal anymore because you have chargers everywhere.
Yeah, you do.
In the car, at work. I mean, how many chargers do we have at work? They're all over the place.
They are, yeah.
So,
when I recently flew to Texas, at a couple of the airport stops, you couldn't find a place to plug in a phone because everybody was charging their phones in between flights.
And did they have a place you could charge on the airplane? Or no?
I didn't see one on the airplane.
I didn't know if you had a plug-in.
We rode in some rickety airplanes. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just glad to be home?
They were cargo planes, I think. But no, at the airports where people were sitting, after checking in, they have all kinds
of
charging
stations. All in the lounges
and stuff, yeah.
And they're all full.
They're all full.
But I didn't know if the airplanes themselves had them or, I don't know.
Yep, so. I'm sure some do.
Most people remember to take their vitamins or medications daily.
I would say that's true.
It is true. And it's gotten very true for the last 20 years is what they said. It's up like 90% over 20 years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Number 8, people often forget to bring reusable bags when grocery shopping.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Because I know we do.
Yeah. Well, what's reusable?
Wait a minute.
Hey, get that box over there. It's common for individuals to forget to water their plants regularly.
True.
It is true. Plants can suffer from neglect if not watered consistently. And number 10, Philip, many people remember to check their surroundings before leaving a restaurant or cafe.
I would say that is false.
That is false. Some individuals may forget to check for personal belongings or leave items behind. Mm-hmm. Now, the bonus. Okay. Name something that men forget to do on average 5 times a week.
I would say shave.
No, that is not it. But that doesn't count against you.
Okay, all right.
So how many did you get out of 10?
I had 8, actually.
All right, nice job.
Woo! Not going. It's so, not knocking off Adam Hess's, but it's close.
No. And if you notice, I did not give the answer to the bonus question.
The survey says shave.
So I'm not going to tell you.
The Bray family can steal the bank. What is it?
I'm not telling you.
You're
going to
leave us hanging?
I'm going to leave you hanging.
Come on.
I'm going to leave you hanging.
So when are you going to tell us?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to find a prize for you, Philip. So.
Well, I didn't get it right, though.
I know, but if you do get it right.
Oh, so I have to keep guessing.
I have to keep guessing. Huh. So.
All right.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind and have a great day.
That's old Hank Bray.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup. Hank and Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right. The one that does the Saturday Night Show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Dem ducks down at the pond all the time.
No. An auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Spring blooming plants are plentiful at Added Touch Floral and Gifts as prom season hits the area. Make sure you receive the perfect corsage or boutonniere for that special date. Each one can be custom designed to match and highlight your outfit. For a little added touch, compliment your date's flower with a thoughtful gift or card. And don't forget Mother's Day is May 12th. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown florist, 339 North Main Street, 647-2319. Helping make sure your prom night is a success. Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU. has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's Spring Shredding event will be held this Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Barroquia, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday, April 20th, from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good morning. It is 7:36. Some notes from this day in history. In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his letter from Birmingham jail. That was on this day. And on 1962, or on this day in 62, Walter Cronkite made his debut as anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Paul McCartney headlined a concert at Hollywood Bowl. The year was 1993 to mark Earth Day. And among the notes on this day in history, April 16th, it was a birthday for, let's see, singer Bobby Vinton is 89. Celebrity birthdays also include actress Ellen Barkin, who is 70 today, and actor John Cryer is 59. Actor Peter Billingsley, he's the young kid in the movie A Christmas Story, he turns 53. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Sue McCarthy from Old Bag 18101. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Evan Leibfried to Brandon Mum, Addison Stoltz, and Waylon Rowan. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Jacob Lundgren, Kyle Wagner, Eric Olson, Katie Stafford, John Tennant, and Sue McCarthy. Happy anniversary, Ken and Linda Weimer, and Travis and Jessica Ringelstetter. Happy birthday anniversary greetings to one and all. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Joe and Sue Triggs. It's their anniversary today. And happy anniversary, Ken and Linda Weimer. And anniversary wishes to Travis and Jessica Ringelstetter on their 19th from Dean and Mom. And anniversary blessings to Tom and Regina McIntosh from your Avoca United Methodist Church family.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Well, some calls about Henry Bray's bonus question today. Name something that men forget to do on average five times a week. We had a couple of guesses. Somebody guessed putting the toilet seat down. Not right. It's probably higher than that. No, actually, we did pry the answer out of Hank. What men forget to do on average of five times a week, brushing their teeth. How about that? So remember to brush today. It's Orchid Day, by the way.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly to thrill the fairest lady of the land. It plays beside a blushing rose. The rose could not compare, but how was such as I to understand? I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you. Its color, but the orchid stays the same, and I'm alone to face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid, I was looking for a rose, and now I pay the price with bitter tears. I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you.
Mickey Gilly on Orchid Day. Don't overlook the orchid today. All right. Well, let's see. Joanne is up with the news next. I'll check sports. And we have our trivia question of the day all here next hour on WRCO.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 51 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Windy with scattered showers by late morning, but widespread thunderstorms by later afternoon. Some could be strong with a high of 64. East-southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, heavy rain and storms early, then spotty showers, breezy and mild with a low of 54. In Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 6 to 11 miles per hour, and after a low of 50, we're up back up to 51 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-on-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. It was reported at last night's Richland School Board meeting that the Richland School District has general obligation promissory notes outstanding from October 2014. The school board has determined it is best to call the 2014 notes maturing this year for redemption on May 17th with the funds to the district has on hand. The board approved to have the district clerk give a timely notice of redemption. Funds to be redeemed to the Depository Trust Company. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board shared that the administrative team continually evaluates staffing needs throughout the district. They have identified the 6/10 full-time equivalent, or FTE, art position at the high school has been problematic to fill. The need for a second FTE world language is not justified, but it cannot be eliminated entirely since world language must be offered to 7th and 8th grade students. In talking with community leaders, Board reported that there is a high probability the district student population of English as a second language will grow this next fall as local factories look to hire. For the partner school to expand, an additional adult aid will be needed for supervisory and transportation roles. The need for a translator in the district continues to grow, and at the point where this position is needed in some capacity. The need for a 1.2 FTE speech and language pathologist can be reduced to approximately 4/10 FTE. The district also needs a better option to educate students in an off-campus setting, and core teachers from the high school who teach in the GED program reduce the number of course offerings they can teach. Board shared a potential solution to many of these situations without a drastic increase in staffing plans for the next school year. The plan calls for reducing 2.8 FTE positions, which would be one high school speech pathologist, a 2/10 primary speech pathologist, a world language position at the high school, and a 6/10 FTE high school art position. The district would then add an elementary bilingual ELA math teacher, a full-time high school position that would serve as a world language teacher at 20% and district translator at 80%, a 0.75 FTE alternative education GED teacher, and a 4/10 FTE high school pathologist for a total increase of 3.15 FTEs. In addition to the net addition of 0.35 FTE for the teaching staff, the administrative staff also request to increase support staff by up to 8 hours a day. This position would be used to fill the partner school aide. The staffing revisions were approved as presented by the Richland School District Board of Education. In other action, the board approved the sale of Chromebooks with the proceeds used to purchase future technology supplies. The Chromebook lease will expire at the end of the current school year. The school district is recommending that schools be given the option to purchase their existing device for $10. The IT department is asking the board to allow all proceeds from the sale of Chromebooks to be segregated from general funds to be used for future technology supplies. And the bid for a Sting vehicle was also approved. The State Revenue Department has a new secretary. Governor Tony Evers announced Monday his appointment of David Casey to serve as secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Casey fills the vacancy recently left by Peter Barca, whose retirement took effect last week. Barca has announced he's considering running for Congress. Casey previously served as deputy secretary of the department from 2019 to 2022. He currently serves as a principal industry expert in tax compliance and fraud for the SAS Institute in Cary, North Carolina. Wisconsin's workforce is expected to continue significant growth. Recently published short-term employment projections show the state making a remarkable post-pandemic recovery, with employment fully restored as of the second quarter of 2023. Projections by Department of Workforce Development labor economists point to Wisconsin adding nearly 82,000 new jobs, an increase of nearly 2.5% across all industries between 2023 and 2025. Computer and math-related occupations are growing fastest. Leisure and hospitality lead employment growth projections, adding more than 15,000 jobs. Wisconsin's largest solar power canopy is set to come online later this year. UW Health is installing the solar canopy at its new East Park Medical Center in Madison. According to a press release, 2,064 solar panels atop the parking structure will generate clean energy for a medical center, which is set to open to patients in October. Renew Wisconsin, a nonprofit renewable energy advocacy organization that tracks solar installations across the state, confirmed the project surpasses the size of any other solar canopy structure in Wisconsin. The canopy will generate about 1,260 megawatt hours of electricity annually, with panels manufactured by Madison-based commercial solar developer SunPeak. A new study that shows climate change may be linked to more than 500,000 stroke deaths worldwide. Researchers from China looked at 3 decades of data on temperatures and strokes from more than 200 countries and territories. They found that the number of stroke-related deaths and disabilities were caused by extreme temperatures, and the number of those deaths has been increasing since 1990. The researchers even found that more than 500,000 deaths in 2019 may have been linked to temperature changes, which is blamed on climate change as well. The study's authors say men had more strokes related to extreme temperatures than women, but it affected people across all age groups. Outdoor activities not only boost your mood, but also calm stress levels. Experts suggest a family picnic, bike ride, or a walk in nature. They say by being present in the moment, you are practicing what's called mindfulness. Studies have shown that spending just 15 minutes outside can reduce your cortisol level, the stress hormone in the body that boosts the serotonin and dopamine level, which are the feel-good chemicals in the brain. In essence, nature is a natural stress buster. Going for a walk is also exercise, improving your blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Plus, exposure to the sun gives you vitamin D. The average gas price fell 1.9 cents during last week. The average across the state today is $3.36 per gallon. This is 6 cents higher than a month ago, but over 18 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said conflicts between Iran and Israel are likely to de-escalate going forward. However, if Israel responds with further attacks, that could push oil prices higher. Other factors are influencing prices as refineries in the U.S. make the leap to summer gasoline. The national average could continue to climb this week. A 33-year-old man has been charged in the slaying of a woman whose leg was found on the beach of a lakefront park near Milwaukee. A criminal complaint filed Friday in Milwaukee County Circuit Court charges Maxwell Anderson with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating corpse, and arson in the death of Sadie Robinson. Anderson of Milwaukee was arrested April 4th, 2 days after police say the leg was found by a passerby down a bluff at Warnemont Park along Lake Michigan in Cudahy. Robinson had been reported missing April 2nd by a friend. Additional human remains were found April 5th and April 6th. Police say those remains have not positively been identified as belonging to Robinson. Dream more, learn more, become more. The Union is a nonprofit organization that connects motivated teachers and industry experts with area youth to increase their skills and knowledge in a variety of educational pathways. The Union will hold an inaugural open house Wednesday from 6 to 8 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. You are invited to check out the Union and see what it has to offer. Great Rivers United Way, Gunderson Health System, Mayo Clinic Health System, Toma Health, Vernon Memorial, and regional county health departments invite community members to participate in the Compass Now Community Health Needs Assessment. Meetings will take place throughout the region for the public to give input on the most important community issues impacting health. The Vernon County Health Department, along with Compass Now, will hold community stakeholder meetings throughout the region for the public to give input on the most important community issues impacting health. Vernon County meetings will be held Thursday evening, April 18th from 4 to 6 at the Viroqua McIntosh Memorial Library, and Wednesday, April 24th from 4 to 6 at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. To register for a Vernon County meeting, visit form.jotform.com/24017341109646. For more information, call Amy Kleber at 608-637-5251.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Today is Tuesday, April 16th. Michael Slick Laufenberg, 76 of Montfort, died Thursday at home. A memorial service will be held today at 11:30 at the Montfort United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the Montfort United Methodist Church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of plants and flowers, donations may be made to the UW Health Transplant Center, National Kidney Foundation, or American Heart Association. The Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort is assisting the family of Michael Slick Laufenberg, 76, of Montfort. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort. Burial will be in the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Soman Larson Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River. Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until 2. Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Bosque Bell in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Bosque Bell Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Bosque Bell Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Bosque Bell and Crawford County.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosque Bell, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years.